Welcome to the Victory in Living broadcast with your hosts, Ray and Pam Jackson. We are coming to you every week to bring words of encouragement and insights into living a victorious Christian life. Psalms 138, 7 through 8 says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands." Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So plan on joining us every Saturday morning for good singing, testimonies, and the Word. But before we get into the lesson for today, let's ask Ray to come and sing for us.
Oh, there are people never receiving anything from God at all. Oh, they are shaken in their belief. When they don't see results, they quickly fall. But don't you waver, you keep on living in the way God wants you to. Don't get discouraged, just keep on giving. Soon it will come back to you. You've got to keep casting your bread upon the water.
Some exciting news this morning. We are working on our ministry location at 7017 Baker Boulevard, or some people know it as Highway 10 in Richland Hills. And we're so excited because we are hoping that we will be able to have our first meeting sometime in April. Yay! I'm so excited. Well, anyway, with me today, I have Beverly Crowler. Crowley, I'm sorry, Beverly.
It's okay.
She's a dear friend who, as I said last week, is one of the most gifted givers I know. And she's going to share with us today about prosperity. Well, how are you today, Beverly?
Oh, I'm great. I'm very blessed.
Amen. So tell us a little bit about how you came to know the Lord.
Well, I've always kind of known him. My mother, she talked about the Lord, and so I've always known him. But when I came to have him as my personal Savior, I was about 19 years old, and I got saved, and from then on,
Amen. He's
been in my life.
And he's been a real friend, hasn't he?
He has.
Amen.
Yes.
In all areas.
In all areas.
In all areas. Amen. And we, Bev and I could sit here and talk all day about the goodness of the Lord. Mm-hmm. But we've only got a short set time here, so we're going to go ahead and have her tell us a little bit about when we got to know her and her husband, Carrie. We were all attending IFC, International Faith Center, that was pastored by John and Pat Avezzini. And in fact, that was where Ray was encouraged to go up to the next level in giving and prosperity. And tell us a little bit about what your offices were there.
Well, I was a head usher for several years. And then, of course, I was in the prayer, and I became the head prayer minister.
Okay. Amen. And let me tell you, if you ever meet her and you need someone to really stand in faith with you for something, stand on the word, stand in faith, and pray, you can rest assured that Beverly Crowley is someone that you can depend on. But she's walked through some of the fires to get to where she's at. Mm-hmm. But God is faithful, and He's always brought her out and made her stronger.
Amen.
Because of those places.
Amen.
Okay, so that gives us a little bit of background about you, where you've been, what you've done. So I want you to just take a little time right now and talk to us about prosperity.
Okay, well, Brother John and Sister Pat really did tell us, they brought us to a working knowledge of the Word and what the Lord means and how He can bring us from to a better standard. And so I would like to share with the viewers or the listeners the words that we stood on to expound and bring us up to where we became the givers that we are.
Okay.
All right. Now, like I said, the word is our platform. It's what we need to know, that basis of our covenant of increase.
That's right.
And we have to have that working knowledge. And if we don't have that working knowledge, then it's just not going to work. Carrie and I were barely making it. We had more bills at the end of the month than money. And so we had to get to where we understood what the spiritual laws were. And those spiritual laws, one of them is calling those things just be not as though they were.
That's right.
So we started learning how to call in things. But first off, we had to tithe.
Okay, now, just a second here. We're not talking about blab it and grab it, are we?
No.
No, we're talking about putting God's principles into practice.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
And that's that working knowledge.
Yes.
We had to know you don't go building a house without a foundation.
That's right.
So we had to know what to do.
Yes.
And I always I knew about tithing, but I didn't understand about tithing.
And there's a big difference.
There is
there?
A big difference. I knew that once I heard and got that working knowledge, I heard how to tithe a 10% mm-hmm. off of my gross.
Yes.
Not my net, my gross.
Yes.
So once I did that, now let me tell you, Pam, there the dishwasher would go out. When we first started this,
yeah,
we had the tires go out. We had to buy new tires. And I wanted to give up and I wanted to quit.
For sure.
I wanted to say, this isn't working, but you know what that was? That was the little old stinking devil coming in and saying, this is not working, and I did not buy his lie.
Good.
I just I kept pressing on and saying, no, we can't. I would just tell myself, no, we cannot not tithe.
Good.
Because the tithe opens the windows of heaven so that it'll pour us out a blessing that we can't even contain it.
Amen.
I'm still pressing on. I'm still working the word.
Yes.
Through the faith.
Amen. And you see him working in your life every day.
In my life.
Amen.
In my life.
So you got new tires.
We got new tires.
You got new dishwasher.
We got a new dishwasher or got it repaired.
Yeah.
You know, now this is years and years and years ago. I have lost count of how many years it's been since we started working the word.
But you're out of debt, aren't you?
Out totally. Totally out of bed.
So take us along the path.
Okay. There were things that Carrie and I occurred in our life, you know, whether it would be attacks of sickness or whatever. But we always had the finances, mm-hmm. whether to pay for the, for, and I cannot impress upon people to understand I'm just a normal person, but I do know God's word works.
Amen.
He has never failed us, and but I had to get it through my head that God was true and every man was a liar. I had to get that through my head.
Amen.
And until I got that through, then I would always have these doubts. And you know that's Satan. I call Satan a bully.
Yeah, I do.
You know, we talk about bullying now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want to know who the biggest bully is, and that's Satan.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to try to steal from you every way possible. But you, first off, you have to make it cemented in your mind, I am not going to give up on God.
That's good, Barefly.
Because God is a good God. He is a good God. Now, I couldn't always say that because I was listening to the lies of the devil. He would tell me things. Well, God doesn't want you to prosper. Yes, he does. God, Satan doesn't want you to prosper because you're going to give it into the kingdom. And that's carrying my desire.
Mm-hmm.
To give into the kingdom, to make it to expand and to make it flourish like it should be. We should be the ones to help those in the widows, the orphans.
Amen.
We should be the ones.
So you have hope even in today's situation.
Oh, yeah. I'm not afraid of this situation.
Amen.
Because I have trusted, I have learned by working the word. Now, and when I say work the word, when a doubt comes in my mind, I will say no. I will just flat out tell Satan no, because I'm talking to Satan. I tell you a little story. I saw a lady that I used to work with, and she said, "Oh, Beverly," she said, "I remember when you used to write the word of God on your shoes." And I said, "Yes, that way the devil can read it." And I would write it on the base of my shoe. But Carrie and I are debt free. We're debt free. It's nice to pay off. We just bought a washer and dryer, paid cash.
Amen.
Bought a refrigerator, paid cash. bought a dishwasher, paid cash. Redid my kitchen, paid cash. It was paid for, and we have
Amen.
A blessing.
Well, now let me ask you, Beverly. Do you hoard your money?
Oh, no.
No.
I look, because that's what I'm standing on right now, is to be able to give into every good work.
Amen.
That's what our basis of standing on for big sums of money. And I know God can get it. There's a warehouse up there, and he's going to get it to us.
Amen.
And this is our year. This
Amen.
Is our year.
Amen. Amen. I am so excited, Beverly. You're just exciting me so much. So go ahead and share a little more of the scripture with
okay.
us.
Okay. All right. Well, one of the things that God has shown me was that when in James, pardon me, in Galatians 3:13-14, Jesus became a curse for me. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I do put it in the first person.
Yes.
Because, but the Bible says that he became a curse for us. Well, I put it in the first person.
That's
he became
an important,
a curse for me.
That's another important key, mm-hmm. Beverly, because mm-hmm. the thing that people need to understand is God's word is a personal word
mm-hmm.
to every
mm-hmm.
believer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To
yes.
every believer.
Yes.
That's a personal word to you. And if you've never done what Beverly's saying, take those words and put your name in there
exactly.
or make it personal
exactly.
to you.
Yes.
Go ahead,
yes.
Nine.
Okay, all right. He became a curse for us. He purchased our freedom, for it is written, cursed is every man who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Pardon me. Now, I connected that yesterday, by the grace of God, to 2 Corinthians 1:22, and it says that he, meaning Jesus, has identified us as his own by placing the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the first installment of everything he will give us.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't that good? I know that was God. It was like, God, I know that. Now I understand that. That's our first installment is the Holy Spirit. I pray in the Spirit when I need something, mostly understanding mm-hmm. of who I should give to, what mm-hmm. I should do. Mm-hmm. If I should, I'll tell you a little side story. I've had people come up to me and I'd be sitting and they'll say, do you have any money? And I'll pray real quick. And I have been known to empty out my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing of it is that I know that as I give that money to whoever, whether they're hungry or I've had my daughter say, Mom, you're just Miss Money Bags. And I said, yes, I'm Miss Money Bags. My money is always growing.
Amen.
Because it's really God's. You know, I tithe a tenth off of our gross,
mm-hmm.
and then I give over and above.
Amen. And that's scriptural.
It's scriptural. But my heart is in my giving.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, we had a brother, Andre.
Oh, yes, Patrick.
Mm-hmm. blessed man mm-hmm. of God in mm-hmm. IFC. And I'll never forget one sermon that I heard him preach because for many, many years, the charismatic, the full gospel type churches, if you use the term wealthy or rich, it was almost like you were saying
that's
a bad
nasty.
Word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he preached a sermon one time and it finished setting me free. I was already very close to it because I had a giver's heart for all my entire life. But he said, God wants his children to claim wealth. God wants his children to claim to be rich because our Father mm-hmm. is wealthy. Oh. Our Father is rich. Mm-hmm. And it's not, now people, I want you to understand this. It is not for my own lustly no. desires. No. See, God's going to bless me with earthly blessings. But that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to establish his kingdom mm-hmm. on the earth, mm-hmm. is to fulfill mm-hmm. what we have called our vision for Victory and Living Ministry, Isaiah 61, that he's anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor and you know, open the doors to the prisons and set the captives free.
Amen.
But people, you got to walk in God's prosperity to be able to do those things, especially in the day and the age that we're living in.
Amen.
Bev, would you talk a little bit about Deuteronomy 28?
Oh, yes. That's a good one. Deuteronomy, I can tell you another little story about that one. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14 is the blessing.
Oh, amen.
And of course, when you flip over to, now from the 15th verse on in, it tells about the curse.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was explaining to my husband about Deuteronomy and then flipping it over to Galatians 3:13 about Jesus being the curse for us. And, that night when I was telling my husband that this is the way it is, we are blessed. We're not cursed because Jesus became that curse. I'm laying in bed and I was feeling, I was asleep and I couldn't move. I could not move. It felt like something was holding my throat. And all I could move was my head. And so I just kept saying, Jesus, Jesus. And I could feel that thing leaving. It mm-hmm. was because I was explaining to my husband mm-hmm. the blessing and the curse.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan didn't want my husband to know.
Amen. Yeah, that's true.
And so I was a victor there.
I mean,
it's fascinating. It's fascinating to watch God work because he's, my desire is that your listeners will truly take what I'm saying to heart.
Right. And so basically what you're telling us, Beverly, is that prosperity is not just M-O-N-E-Y.
No.
It Everything. Affects every aspect.
Every area. Mm-hmm.
Our spirit, our soul, and our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Mm-hmm. And when we make up our mind to walk in true prosperity, then that prosperity affects everyone else mm-hmm. in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Well, okay. Have you got any other little nuggets that you want to share with us?
Well, when you were talking about prosperity, my son, he was having an issue with his vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out there and I asked him, I says, what? Now, he's a teenager at this time. And I asked him, what was your problem? He said, well, this won't work. So I went back in the house and I prayed. I prayed in the spirit. And whatever that my son needed to do, it went instantly. It went into position. That was prosperity for my son.
Amen. Amen. Well, and see, you know, it's like as we get ready to close, I was remembering back. I was fortunate that actually I was raised in a non-denominational full gospel church for the first number of years after I was saved at 6, filled with the Holy Spirit at 8. Well, we were in that church until after I was a young teenager. And we were taught the principles of prosperity. Of course, there was a lot of churches that didn't understand and didn't teach it, but we were taught the principles of prosperity. And my dad worked. My mother was, most of the time, she was a stay-at-home mom. And so there, in the natural, there wasn't a lot of money to buy frivolous things. You know, in other words, I had a bed, but it didn't have a matching bedroom set. And you said, well, you know, some people, well, big deal. Well, you know, it was a desire of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had asked the Lord, I said, Lord, and now I'm about 12, 11, 12, 13, right along that age. And all my life, since I was saved, I had known that if I had a dime, I owed God a penny. If I had a dollar, I owed him a dime. If I had 10, I owed him a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And if the offering come and I had a tug on my heart, I knew I was to put money in the offering, mm-hmm. even though I'd already gave God his tithe. Mm-hmm. I knew that because I loved mm-hmm. Jesus and I wanted to be pleasing to him. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, would there be any way that you could give me a matching bedroom set? Mattress and all. Now, that was a child's prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But see, to me, at that point in my life, I had already come to know that God was the ultimate source. That I didn't believe that he was going to just drop a bedroom suit down into my house. But I believed that he was going to move on someone, give my mom and dad the means to get it. Whatever, I just knew I had asked the one that could answer.
Yes.
So
yes.
He was ask the one that could one. Do the impossible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, there were some dear friends of my mom and dad that were well off and changed furniture quite regularly. And she called my mom and she said, Lois said, we're replacing our bedroom suit and it's got a headboard, footboard, mattress, chest, dresser with it. It was when the round mirrors was in, mm-hmm. with a round mirror and a nightstand with the little vanity bench that went with the dress. I mean, God just went all the way out with this thing and said, we really feel like we want to. Now, they didn't say give it to you. They said, we feel like we really would like to give it to Pam.
Mm-hmm.
And Mom came told me, and I was so excited. I said, oh, God, you're so good and you're so faithful. And see, right there, God began to show me just how faithful and wonderful he could be.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And he is.
Amen.
He is.
And he is. So in closing, I wanted to share a verse of a song that I heard and was played quite often at a little assembly of God that we went when I was a teenager during the offering time. And it was, you can't beat God giving, no matter how hard you try. The more you give to God, the more he'll give to you. So keep on giving, because it's really true. You can't beat God giving, no matter how hard you try. And you know, a verse of that song goes like this. He gives me health. He keeps me strong. He guides me where I would go wrong. He gives me everything I need. My every hungry feeds. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to thank Beverly Crowley for being with us today.
Thank you.
And somewhere in the future, we'll have her back again, because I think you probably got as excited and ramped up about God and His faithfulness in the area of prosperity in our life as I did. So until next week, we want to say God bless you, and we'll see you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
It's that time again. Time to say goodbye. But before we do, let me invite those of you who have not received Jesus as your personal Savior to pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says in Acts 2:21, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." I am calling on you. I pray and ask Jesus to come into my heart and be Lord over my life according to Romans 10:9-10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I do that now. I confess that Jesus is Lord, and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Now declare, I am now reborn. I am a Christian, a child of Almighty God. I am saved. Praise the Lord. I want to encourage you to write us at Victory in Living Ministries at 5221 Shiver Road, Keller, Texas, 76244. Email us at Victory in Living, that's all one word, victoryinliving@aol.com. Please visit us at our website at Victory in Living Ministries. Again, all one word, victoryinlivingministries.org. Until next week, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, according to Numbers 6:24-26.
Well, there are some people who say we cannot tell whether we are saved or whether all is well. They say we only can hope and trust that it is so. But I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me, the very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burdens, and he gave me peace within. Say it'll never make me doubt it, it's real, I'm gonna shout it. For I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Now I don't care who tells me salvation is not real, though the world may argue, they say we cannot fail. But the heavy burden's lifted, the vile sins are gone. I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me, the very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burdens, and he gave me peace within. Satan can't make me doubt it, it's real, I'm gonna shout it. I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know when Jesus saved me, the very moment he forgave me, he took away my heavy burdens, and he gave me peace within. Say it'll never make me doubt it, it's real, I'm gonna shout it. For I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know.